In a jolt to the Massachusetts congressional delegation, Boston City Councilor Ayanna Presley beat 20-year Congressman Mike Capuano in the closely watched 7th District primary race last night. With no Republican opponent, Presley is poised to become the first African-American congresswoman from Massachusetts. Among the people she thanked last night was her opponent.
Mike Capuano is unapologetically himself. On many occasions throughout the years, when there was a strike or a rally, I would find myself sharing a stage, a microphone, or a bullhorn with him. And well, he forced me to bring my best, just like in this race. And I thank him for his 20 years of service.
Joining us now to talk about the election results last night are Republican political analyst Gene Hartigan. Hi, Gene.
Hello.
And Democratic political analyst Marie St. Flour with the St. Flour Communications Group, who endorsed Ayanna Presley, we should say, up front. Hi.
Great to see you, Bob.
Let me ask you, how did Ayanna Presley pull this out, Marie?
She talked to the people. She talked to people who the parties normally don't talk to. She was at every neighborhood event. She got people who knew the community to talk on her behalf and to represent her. She listened. That's what she did. She did the old-fashioned reaching out to people and that civic work that needs to be done in order to keep people engaged and get them out to vote. She did that, and she was able to win.
Gene, what did you see in the win?
Well, I think she lit a spark. She lit a fire that people caught on to. I think it took a while for Mike Capuano to really understand and grasp what he was up against. And sometimes you just have to be in the right place at the right time. I think she was. I think it worked. And I think she's going to be an aggressive candidate. And when she goes to Washington, she's going to try to spark more interest down there. We'll see how well she does.
Marie, Ayanna Presley called this race the fight for the soul of the Democratic Party. Did you see it that way, and do you think voters saw it that way?
I think if we look and see what's been happening across the country, particularly in the Democratic Party, or even if you look at the Republican Party, that's exactly that what's going on. We're asking our parties to get focused back on people, to really listen to what the concerns are, and to find strategies and solutions that meet the needs of the people that they're supposed to be representing. And we've gotten away from that. Big money has taken control, and we've gotten into spin that we stopped listening to regular people.
Gene, Ayanna Presley in her victory speech last night was certainly energized. It showed a vibrant, dynamic candidate. I'm wondering if you think this is a Democratic Party in a major transition. Some say that it's a transition or internal debate that was started by the campaign and election of Barack Obama and accelerated because of the election of Donald Trump. Do you see it that way? How's she going to fare in Washington?
Well, I think she's going to get down there and the leadership's going to take her aside and show her the ropes and give her the rules, and she'll have to understand a little bit of discipline. Her excitement last night was genuine, and she deserved to be excited what she accomplished. But when she gets to Washington, it's a hardball game. I see Democrats picking a lot of progressive or very liberal candidates around the country. If they keep doing that in their primaries, when they get to the general election in the fall, I think that's going to be a hard sell in other parts of the country.
Let me tell you something. I think she is a seasoned politician. She's a seasoned advocate. This is a young woman who spent many years in Washington, D.C. She was an aide, and she started from the ground up. She's not walking in as someone totally inexperienced who's never had the opportunity to understand how negotiations happen up on Capitol Hill. She was an aide to Joe Kennedy. She was an aide to Senator Kerry. She was their political director. She knows the ropes. This is not a young woman who's being introduced to Washington, D.C.
So let's look at the governor's race. As expected, Charlie Baker wins the right to go to a reelection bid in November. He faces Deval Patrick budget chief Jay Gonzalez, who is the Democrat who won last night. Does Gonzalez have a ghost of a chance, Gene Hartigan?
Well, any candidate has a chance where they're running in a state where you have a large Democratic population that votes. But keep in mind, the majority of the people in the state are now unenrolled. And Charlie Baker's done a good job to make that case. This was not so much a race about winning a primary, but setting the table for the fall. And I think his popularity, his common sense has served him well. He's not only a good campaigner, but he's a wonk. He started out in the Weld administration doing administration and finance. He knows the numbers, And when he is found to be wrong, he steps forward very quickly and acknowledges what has to be changed.
Marie, Democrats think Charlie Baker's vulnerable on issues, including the state of the MBTA, the state of commuter rail. Do you think they're right? What's the likelihood they get traction there?
Yeah, I mean, I think those issues, the MBTA was a problem before Baker came along. It got heightened up during his tenure. I think Baker's going to be tough to unseat. I do believe that if Jay Gonzalez does that grunt work and get to the regular people in Massachusetts and get his message clear, that he has a shot, but it's going to be tough.
The U.S. Senate race. Jeff Deal won last night, the state representative who chaired the 2016 Trump campaign here in Massachusetts. He beat Beth Lindstrom and John Kingston. Can he beat Elizabeth Warren in the fall, Gene?
Well, I think it's going to be very difficult for him. The senator, the incumbent, is a great debater. She has a large base in Massachusetts, in a state where we tend to send liberal politicians to Washington, and so I think it's going to be very difficult for him. He has tied his star to Donald Trump. I think it's very difficult in Massachusetts to step up and win a race against someone who is such a liberal activist with such a high profile.
Marie, considering that a lot of Massachusetts Democrats and Democrats around the country are going to be looking at Elizabeth Warren, wondering how well she matches up with Donald Trump in a possible 2020 presidential race, how big a factor will Trump be in the Senate race for Warren this fall?
I don't think that Trump is going to be a huge factor for Elizabeth Warren. I think Deal will raise it. But I think she's going to continue to hammer on the issues that she has been hammering on since she gained this seat. I do think that Senator Warren is going to be able to distinguish herself quite zealously and show her track record in terms of her ability to bring back opportunities for the people of Massachusetts and to represent the people of Massachusetts in a respectful way, whether they're Democrat or Republican.
Political analyst, Democrat Marie St. Flour, thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you. It's been wonderful.
Same to you, Gene Hartigan.
My pleasure.